This is The Takeaway. I'm Celeste Headlee.
And I'm John Hockenberry. And the president is in Tokyo, Japan today, the beginning of his Asian trip. And at some point, when all the ceremonial meetings with Hatoyama, the prime minister, and the political leaders in Japan are finished, the president will get to meet with members of Japan's royal family. It's a strange institution, the monarchy in Japan. It's both marginalized and absolutely the center of focus of attention for Japanese and their national identity. And joining us to talk about it for a few minutes here is John Burnham Schwartz, who's a best-selling novelist and screenwriter, and he's author of a terrific book, The Commoner, which is a novel based loosely on the lives of the current emperor and crown princess of Japan, and is based on a lot of contact that he's had with the royal family directly. John Burnham Schwartz, good morning.
Morning, John. How are you?
And it's fair to say, John, that you've been where the president is going to be going today, right?
Well, I've certainly been around there. I'm not sure that I was invited into the same rooms that he'll be invited into, but I've spent probably a lot more time thinking about it, about the imperial institution in Japan than he has. Of course, he's a little busier than I am.
Indeed. Well, we don't want to compare you to Barack Obama too much on the program today, although your mother would love that. But let's talk about this institution. What is it like? It's a very closed institution, and as you write in The Commoner, it's not necessarily a happy institution on the inside.
Well, I think, you know, first in terms of its age, it is, I think, clearly the oldest running, you know, oldest and longest running and most cloistered and really most mysterious family in the world, I think, not just royal family. It dates itself back to the beginning of recorded time in Japan, which
wow.
is about 1,600 years. And, of course, through the male line, you know, not counting countless concubines and the rest. But so that, it just to throw it into perspective, when the current crown prince was trying to get the current crown princess, Masako Iwata, to marry him, and she was rejecting his proposals at first. He finally said to his parents that he would, if he could not marry her, he would marry no one, thus ending 1,600 years of direct line. So that's a bit of pressure.
Quickly, what is the significance for the Japanese of Barack Obama, an American president, meeting with the monarchy?
Well, I think it's quite extraordinary. I mean, it's extraordinary in any number of levels. Japan does have, I mean, from our perspective, a fairly complicated view of race, I would say, and that's another program. But, I mean, he's definitely, Japan and U.S. relations at the moment are rockier than they have been in many years. There's a new government in Japan, the Democratic Party, led by Hatoyama, the LDP, has been voted out for the first time in over half a century, and there's an emphasis on trying to strengthen relations with the rest of Asia at the expense of relations with America. Obama clearly he's trying to do everything he can to repair that in a short time, and he understands that to do so, he has to pay homage to some degree to the institution
center. A soothing gesture. Just a couple of seconds, John. Is there some bit of protocol that they could get wrong that would cause a huge disaster, like touching the crown princess?
touching the crown princess would not be a good thing, I think we can certainly say. But I suspect he's too smart to do that.
Right.
I suspect nothing will happen, exactly.
But it's
quite historic.
And very symbolic and probably reassuring to the Japanese people at a time of difficult relations. John Burnham Schwartz, author of The Commoner, thanks so much.